Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting in the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations, the radio show, is dedicated to empowering its listeners spiritually, emotionally, socially, and financially. The radio show provides the platform for the stimulation of thoughts, conversations, and ways of being that allow listeners to explore and examine what it is they believe and decide whether what they believe is keeping them stuck and disempowered or empowering them to live their best life.
There is
Welcome back to the Playground of Life. Thank you for joining me here on the Play Experience. That was Miss Seeky Scales and the Common Ground Collective with Spirit Dancers. You can find them on Facebook. They have some pretty awesome music. I would suggest you go and Google them because they are awesome. Before that, you heard George Gorillas, my buddy that always leads out in the show with Pure Imagination. And you can find his music on EZZoneMusic.com. I thank you for joining us today. Behind me, you hear Heart by Perry Woods. It is a song that touches my heart so deeply. And speaking of heart, I heard the song today. It's with a child's heart. And it was done first by Stevie Wonder and then by Michael Jackson. And it's a song that touches my heart because it talks about with a child's heart, there is no reason to cry. There's no reason to doubt. There's no reason to fear, you know. It's very powerful piece because it talks about the sweet surrender when we allow ourselves to just be pure. I mean, we can do that. It's not an issue for us to just open up at any moment and just say, I release, I let go, and I let God. I decide right now who I'm going to be. If I'm going to be a child with the immunity that the Creator gives me when I allow myself to just not have to be protected, you know, because I am a worthy individual. Yes, indeed. Thank you for joining us again on this playground where we all are one with all truth, all beauty, all justice, and all love. We have a wonderful show today, and if you want to weigh in on this show, I am on Bossa Sophia, and I thank you for doing that. You can call 347-426-3346 and press the number 1 on your keypad. Today, it's been on me, you know, all week about, and this just from talking to people that's been calling me for sessions, and, you know, people have just been talking in general, and it all comes down to worth and how much people feel they are worth and their worthiness, you know. Every conversation, whether they were talking about I don't feel worthy or I do feel worthy, it all boiled down to how we feel about ourselves. So, you know, of course I have my partner, Adeyemi Fowose. He just, everybody, his mama keep calling him, but he just won't go home. He just won't go home. I keep hearing it come, Adey, come on. Nope, he won't, because he just loves this playground of life. He is not interested in going that way. And I'm so happy because we are having such ancestral play. Adeyemi Fowose, that's right, Annie Fowose, has served as a transformational agent, a life coach, workshop facilitator, and radio host, assisting others in recognizing their potential and rediscovering themselves. His theme is building harmonious relationships, which in every part of life is a relationship. Every part of life, we always have a relationship with everything that exists. So it's not about just love relationship. It's about the sacred relationship of life. He inspires people to see who they really are, enhancing their realization that there is more of themselves that is yet to experience in this ever-evolving life. As a coach, he has a knack for asking just the right questions that leads
to a shift in consciousness within his client. These shifts occur because Ade's compassion and ability to listen deeply create a space for clients to tune in to answers that are within them. With ease and grace, he uses humor to make his client feel safe in his presence, always seeing and speaking to the best in his client. Ade is always inspiring, encouraging, and supportive. So I want to welcome right now back to the playground. He never left. I want you to know he had his tent out and his sleeping bag and his campfire, and he was waiting for the show next week. Where's your day?
Oh, yes, I am. I got a placard. What do we want? Truth. When do we want it? Now. Why do we want it? That's why we're here. What do we want? Truth. When do we want it? Now. Why? That's why we're here.
Well, you know, we deal with the raw, unadulterated, uncut, organic truth up in here. And it's as true as we know it. But all we can do is speak about what we know, huh?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
That's right.
Yes,
and seek to be the example of that truth. You know, we live and teach by example. So all we can do is keep perfecting the one, which is us ourselves as a part of this big, gigantic universe. Mm-hmm. And so I want to welcome you back again. And I'm so thankful you've just been hanging out, and it's just been such great comradeship, and we always seem to flow in to such a go that by the time of the end of the show, we say no. I love it. I can't help it.
Express yourself.
Hey, that's what it's about. I'm feeling my worth right now. You know what I'm saying? It's really important, and you know, this show, you know, I wanted to dedicate to that ebb and flow of life, you know, called giving and receiving and worthiness, and because all of it is one and the same, you know. One thing that I find that when I do workshops, play shops, you know, any type of event, the energy is, no matter what the event is themed, and no matter what we are talking about when we speak to one another about different things, it always comes back to one thing about how we feel, how we truly feel about ourselves. Because when we are complaining about people, whether it's in traffic or anywhere, you know, we sometimes, you know, those of us, you know who you are, you know, it becomes such a theme for us to always look outside of ourselves and point the finger at other people, you know. And one thing that I've been finding, and as I keep polishing this gem called Ombasa, as I keep shining in, and she keep getting polished without knowing that she's about to get polished. You know, even in those moments, I have to listen deeply and create a space for learning and remembering who I am, you know, and not with, you know, oh, I don't want to be hurt. At this point, there's no point. To me, that's resistance is futile. You know, for me, it's really a truth in that, you know, because the resistance comes in, and you see it in all around you. You see it through people. You see it through your circumstances. You see it in many, many ways. And so in identifying the worth that you are, this diamond, this yummy golden nugget called you, you know, that is expressing itself as the creator, you know, you get to come in on this playground of life, take your first breath, But trust me, no matter what happens, you will not stop breathing until it's time. You know, you can hold your breath all you want to, but, you know, you have to let go and start breathing again. So why not go with the flow, the ebb and flow of that breath, you know, when you're talking about yourself, when you're rediscovering yourself, you know? So I wanted to really touch upon worthiness today, and I'm going to let you weigh in, because there is no real question that I have for you. It's all about what comes up in you to share. You know what I'm saying about worthiness? There's no perfect question for me to ask unless it is, you know?
Mm.
And when it is, it will come, you know? But right now, it is all about, you know, experiences and things that we're feeling within ourselves as we experience this life on this big playground. You know, so I want to, I you know how it is when you can't let go. It's like, put the mic down, Buster. Give him the mic. You said you were going to give him the mic. Now give it to him. Okay. Here, take the mic. No. That was a struggle and challenge, but I took the opportunity to grow.
Okay. So I got the mic. I have the mic. Is this live? Is this live?
As I keep pulling it back from you, go for it.
Right. Come on now, lady. Let it go.
Well, worthiness. And, you know, today I was just in preparation for the show, I decided to look up, you know, the definitions, various definitions of worthiness. And I found a couple that really, you know, few that works, that makes me, it actually had me thinking. So one is the quality or state of having merit or value. The quality or state of having merit or value. And then there's some that are similar to having worth, merit, value, useful or valuable, honorable, admirable, having sufficient worth, deserving. And I, you know, when I read that, it's like I was reading for the first time in my life, and it's like, wow. Let's keep it simple. Let's go to the quality or state of having merit or value. And as you were sharing, I was just hearing, it's really egotistical for us to think, to even believe that we're not worthy of something. That's the ego. Of course, it's the ego, but it's egotistical because, you know, for me, it's going back to the beginning, going back to the truth. If we are, I don't know if I met anybody who said, no, we don't belong to each other, or we're not sons and daughters of God, even though we may have different understanding, or we are all created out of God. Even atheists and agnostics, they think we come from somewhere. And that somewhere is called God, called universe, has different names, has different understanding. So this something that created each and every one of us, that birthed us out of itself, herself, himself, how can it, her, him, birth something that doesn't have merit, something that doesn't have value? This something is in control of the morning, the night, the sun, the moon, the ocean, the air, nature. But somehow, as human beings, we deal with not being worthy, not good enough. And it's just something to kind of just sit with. It's like, okay, to actually think that I'm not worthy, I don't have value, in the words of the haters that were talking to Job in the Bible, that's like cursing God. That's like cursing God. It's like, oh, God, I know you created me, but I'm not worthy. I don't have value. I don't have merit. And I also understand it's the miseducation. We've been miseducated about who we are. And sometimes I think we even use that to play safe. Because if we go around telling ourselves we're not worthy, then it's easier to play small. Because playing big, bringing our A game, requires that we do more and challenge ourselves. And sometimes we're not ready to take that kind of responsibility. But, you know, I just want to throw out to the listeners and kind of examine times when you think you're not deserving, you don't have value, you know, you know, you're not honorable. All the things that express the definition of being worthy. And really ask yourself, is it true? Is it true that you're not worthy of love? Is it true that you're not worthy to be abundant? Is it true that you're not worthy to have a great relationship? Is it true that you're not worth having a success that you've always dreamed about? You have a dream that you've always been dreaming since you were a child. Is it true that you don't deserve it? You know, and if you're going to say it's true, then I need some evidence. You made a call correct. Because it's a lie. It's BS. You know, we are truly, truly of value. We are valuable. There is no one else like you. There is no one else like you. And there will never be anybody else like you. That's pretty valuable. Because we're buying a car, and they've only made one. That's the only car they made. This model, nobody has it. It's the only one. They jack the price up. If it's a custom-built house and it's unique, they jack the price up. And for some reason, we allow ourselves to buy into the BS that I know I'm unique, I know I'm different, but I'm not of value. What are you talking about? Stop it. Come here. Let me shake some truth into you.
You know,
right now,
you're
just tripping.
Right. And speaking of that, you know, I put the post in some questions that came to me early in the morning, and as they always do. How much are you willing to invest? Speaking of value, you know, how much are you willing to invest in feeling free again? You know, what do you feel your worth is? You know, what do you feel your, well, let's stay with you because that's the real important part here. How do you value your time? Do you value your time, your space, and your energy levels? You know, when you think about value, really, I mean, it sounds like, you know, just a frivolous question, but when you really, really, really look around you and in your environment and what is happening for you. Now, if you're listening to this and you got it all together, and you probably should go ahead and hang up because this is not for you. You know, I'm going to keep going here. And when is the last time you spent, okay, speaking of value, when is the last time you spent with or on yourself? How have you been circulating yourself in a balanced fashion? Okay, because sometimes when you talk about circulation, boy, I tell you, pins and needles, you know, we're sitting on pins and needles, you know. What is that about? That's about circulation. That's about what energy are you projecting? What energy are you putting out there? Have you been finding a balance in the seesaw of giving and receiving as one and the same? Have you been having your arms open, giving, till you drop, you know, and then not leaving them open to receive or vice versa? You know, how have you been circulating your energy? Has it been in a balanced fashion? You know, balance doesn't mean, okay, I only could give 50% and then I'm going to wait for my 50%. No, it just means that you're very cognizant about how much you are allowing that ebb and flow. Just like the waves, it's inevitable that wave go in and then go out and then come back in and go back out. And so are we, as above, so below. Even though it's under our feet, that's a part of God, so it is above. Trust and know that the depth of the ocean is the creator, and it is considered above. Have you found your life to be depleting? Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. Take a moment and just breathe with the ebb and flow and feel that, because the truth is truly the light. And when you dig, don't go down, whoa, deep, you will find you will see, okay, I had to go there. I had to go right all the way to the bottom, you know, and really go there, because it is real here, people. It is really, it's the time, because right now is the time. I ask, is it time to replenish your wellspring? But I already know the answer to that. I already know the answer to that, because I'm living here too on this playground. I'm dealing too. All of us are dealing. All of us are feeling, you know. We are feeling beings. We are emotional beings, you know. And being able to just stop tonight, today, whenever you're listening to this, and just say to yourself, okay, am I really too blessed to be stressed? Am I really too blessed to be stressed? Do I really feel blessed? Do I really feel valuable? Do I really feel all of that that I am projecting out in the world? Am I really serious about all of that? You know, it's like it's a reality for me right now in my life. And, you know, I'm just been fessing up every week. You know, it's like since the beginning of the year, okay, come clean, girl. You know, but it's like, you know, sometimes, and I'm gonna be honest, we're gonna go to break in a minute, but it's like sometimes right now when I go out or I'm, you know, I'm doing something that I normally do or you know, on a normal basis. Right now, it's not natural to me because now it feels like I'm moving into another time and space. And I know it's the energy that's in the universe right now because a lot of people are talking about how they're really tired and they, you know, it's like, wow, it's really tired. And it was only 8 o'clock and I'm not used to, you know, going to bed this early or I'm not used to being tired this early. I don't know what's going on. Well, just relax. Relax because change comes even so. Whether you decide to go or flow or no, okay, don't stop her, or not, okay? you will change because the winds are always there. The winds of change are always around us, ready to help to assist us in that journey. And that wind is breath and it is spirit. So with that, we're going to go to the break and we're going to come back. And we're going to delve a little bit deeper in that ocean.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Hello, this is motivational speaker Les Brown, and you're listening to Life Conversations. It's going to change your life.
Hi, this is Jack Armstrong, author of Lessons from the Source, a spiritual guidebook for navigating life's journey. You're listening to Life Conversations Radio.
Did you know that color therapy has been used for thousands of years? But many of us don't realize that we've actually been practicing some form of color therapy our entire lives. We choose the colors we wear, the colors we eat, our furnishings, and wall colors. And whether you're selecting a color for your next car or toothbrush, all of your color choices are meant to make you feel better. I'm Elaine Marie, the director of Aura House School of Color and Light, and the founder of Color Therapy Month. This March, please join me in celebrating the healing power of color. For ideas on how you can participate in this worldwide event, visit our website at colortherapymonth.com.
Snickerdoodle, shortbread, fudgy nut bar. How many cheeks? Snickerdoodle, shortbread, fudgy nut bar. How many cheeks in the cookie jar? One.
Dad, you're supposed to jump over the rope.
One more time.
The smallest moments can have the biggest impact on a child's life. Take time to be a dad today. Learn more at 1-877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Life Conversations, committed to assisting you move from where you are to where you want to be. Have courage. Make that move.
Which way to turn?
at the Wind with Sherry Marie, sherrymarie.com. I just want you to hear a little bit more of that. Let me bring it back up. Sherry Marie, allowing herself to let the wind take her away. She's ready to fly. Are you ready to fly? Are you allowing the wind, spirit, love, joy, peace, passion to take you away, to encompass you and just go into the abyss of it? Welcome back to the Play Experience. Mbasa Sophia here. And of course, I am one with all beauty, all truth, all justice, and all love. And I am one with the wind, with the spirit of everything that is. Welcome back, and I'm here with Ade. Ade, are you here?
I am right here. Right here, yeah. Right here.
The wind carried you away, but you came back, right?
Well, I've been investing in myself, so I'm grounded.
Absolutely. Yeah. And Sherry, and by the way, Sherry's music can be found at sherrymarie.com. That's Sherry Marie at MAREE.com. And thanks, Sherry, for that beautiful piece. I love that. That's one of my staple pieces there. So we are back, and we're talking about worthiness, and we're talking about the wind, the wind. How do you feel about the wind of worthiness? How do you feel about how it feels for you? You know, are you continuing to keep that same feeling, that repeated feeling every morning? Oh, boy. You know, I got to do this again. Okay. Now, how am I going to do this today? Or are you actually giving thanks the first thing when you get up, giving thanks when you go to bed at night? Are you giving thanks because you know that you are worthy? It's a practice. It's like anything in life, you know, anything of love, anything of spirit, anything of realness. It's a practice, and it's something that has to go if you're going to show. Okay, don't start about it. She keeps going there. I don't know what it is about this child. Okay. I don't know what it is about this child. But it sounds like
you need to put pen to paper. That's what it sounds like to me.
Well, you know, I dabble a little bit.
Dabble a little bit because it wants to come out.
Yes, indeed. And that is a good point, because even that, what I said, I dabble a little bit. Now, see, instead of just saying I love poetry, I am a great poetess, I do spoken word, I am a great voiceover artist. I love my voice. I feel like my voice is a gift from the Creator. I am so happy to be able to have you hear my voice right now. I know that you're happy because I feel your happiness because I'm happy. Now, that felt so much better.
Okay.
Over to you, I think. Well, like back in my loveliness.
Okay. All right. Yes.
Who will you be when you allow yourself to experience the true desires of your soul this lifetime?
Who is that woman?
That is the question. I know, right? That is the question.
Who is that woman?
Who will you
broke
be
in on our conversation?
Yeah, well, she said I'm coming to represent. I don't know what you're talking about. But, you know, before the break, you know, you were talking about investing in self. And what was coming up for me is a lot of us, a lot of people feel that they're not deserving, not worthy, because they're not investing in themselves. You know, if we use the analogy of a car, or material things that we're particularly cars. When people are reselling their car, they clean it, they clean the energy, they buff it, they polish. But before they decide to sell it, probably treated like it's a piece of crap. But they want to invest in it in order to get more money than probably what it says in, what is it, the blue book. And even if we take that analogy, that why wait to invest in ourselves, to invest in ourselves when we can do it now. You talked about getting up early and doing the same thing over and over. I mean, it's like crazy analogy, but I've used it before and I'll use it again. I don't know what my skin feels like on my body because I was born with it. So I don't know really. I mean, I can put my hands on my chest and feel my heart beating, but I don't. Really, I haven't had a contrasting experience, thank God, and I'm not even asking for one, you know, to experience what it's like not to have the things that are just part of who we are. And so the worthiness for me, I believe, when people take time to invest in themselves, spend time to understand who you are, spend time to change your oil as you would in a car. What are the things in your system, in your consciousness, in your mind? What are the thoughts? What are the stories that is way overdue that needs flushing out? And the more we take time to be with ourselves, to invest in ourselves, worthiness and deserving just happens naturally. Because really, I also say, really, we don't deserve love. We don't deserve joy. We don't deserve peace. We don't deserve all of that. We are one with it. Mm-hmm. You know, we don't have to deserve it. We are one with it. Like, oh, you deserve to have skin. You deserve to have eyes. You deserve to have breath. I mean, what? It's just, it goes with being on this planet. So if we start, when we spend more time investing in ourselves, we can be gentle. We can be compassionate. We can understand that something is happening here. You talked about, you know, feeling tired, feeling sleepy. We could be gentle with ourselves. But we spend more time, let me put it this way. When we spend more time investing in other people, we start seeing them more valuable than us because we didn't take time to invest in ourselves. And worthiness, it comes in so many ways, you know, from judgment to shame to guilt. But I just want to encourage listeners right now is to really just take some time now after the show. Do it now. Just really take a deep breath. Mm-hmm. And just kind of just listen. Mm-hmm. Listen within. Take the deep breath. Breathe in and breathe out. Now, this is a trick, but it's a trick that will set you free. Ask yourself, honestly, not this sort of spiritual, well, I know I'm worthy. No, let your heart speak to you. Am I worthy? And just listen for what comes up. If it's, of course, yes, I am, or I will be when, not right now. Pay attention to that. Pay attention to that because
you've got to pay attention to what it is, the voice within. And sometimes your voice within will tell you something that's not true. Now, you've got to have to do the work to decide which one is which. But take a deep breath. Again. And breathe in, breathe out. Put your hands on your heart if you can. And ask, what is the truth about me? What is the truth about me? What is the truth about my existence? Let your heart speak to you. This is an act of investing in yourself. Because in your stillness, you're tending to your greatness. And all that you are, all the love, all the joy, all that you desire, it's all in that seed of greatness that is you. When you find yourself thinking, well, I don't deserve that, I know I've been real bad, I've been a bad mother, bad friend, bad father, whatever, that's your head talking, that's not your heart. Mm-hmm. When your heart talks, when your heart whispers, it will bring you back into alignment. It will correct the incorrect way of thinking. It will correct the habits that you've developed that is not supporting you. What is the truth about me? And if you can spend time to just listen. Now, your heart would always tell you the truth. Always, always, always. But you have the responsibility to embody the truth of what your heart is telling you. I'm not talking about spiritual bypass or I'm just going to speak positive words. No, listen to the truth. Listen as if your heart is going to tell you something that you know is going to change your life and you've never heard it before, even if you've done the exercise before. And in that newness, in that space of openness, you get to make connection, contact with who you really are. And what you hear may bring you to tears.
You know, that's really powerful. Thank you for that. And it brought up, you know, something for me. You know, I have attended many transitions of friends, of family, and the transitions of birth and the transition of death, and assisting in the process for a peaceful transition on either end. And I got permission just now from my dad, who is on the other side, to share this, and I feel necessary, you know, to do so. It's, you know, having, you know, lived your life and finding yourself at that moment of transition. Spirit gave me to go to him that morning and share with him, because what I got was that he was only holding on because he felt like his life had not measured up. You know, and that, because he had told me when my mom transitioned some years before that the Lord had told him that he was going to have a certain amount more years. And he kept saying it, and it was almost like in my spirit that I was holding him to that as well. And so when what Creator had given me was to go to him and share with him the meaning of his life. To me, to show him the meaning of his life to all that is. Yeah? And so I did that. And I went to him and I whispered it because other people were in the room, and I shared the fullness of what I was getting and the relief that comes forward when you accept that you are worthy, even in that moment of transition, is absolutely powerful. You don't have to wait until transition, though, to actually get to that peace. that goes beyond any understanding, you know, to understand that we are created by an energy that creates worlds. It creates everything that we see. I mean, it creates, again, a body that automatically functions. I mean, the accountability that we need to have about that. I mean, just if we just all just breathe in deep and just be accountable for the absolute truth that we have no real control over our functions. I mean, get it. We don't, we could, like I said, we could stop breathing and try to hold our breath and say, I'm going to die now. That's it. I'm out of here. I'm done. You know, if we try to stop our breath, I'm talking. If we try to stop our automatic function, I'm not talking about slitting your wrist, of course, and taking pills or jumping off the bridge. I'm talking about trying to stop our automatic functions ourselves. Now, you have to be some real, yes, indeed, you got to be some, tapping in some otherworldly for real, and there are people who, I'm not saying there's nobody on the planet that can do that. I'm saying that as a rule, our bodies are, I mean, just the energy, just the fact that, you know, our bodies didn't come from our parents and the sperm and the egg. I mean, come on. The sperm and the egg didn't make our bodies, you know, heal itself while we're sleeping. The sperm and the egg doesn't make us, you know, as soon as something happens, we are palpitating because our adrenals are fight or flight. You know, this is something that's creator-driven. And it means that we need to be accountable and grateful for what it is that we have, but that we possess. I mean, it's powerful because the soul is 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 the soul, right? But we're walking around in these bodies that are completely masterful. And none of them, guess what? None of them are the same. So how can we, any of us, be unworthy unless we say so? And that is slapping the creator in the face. Now, and off my soapbox I go. Okay?
Because she drops the mic.
Okay, I'm ready for an outro until next week on this playground, because I know that enough has been said for you this moment. And I give thanks for you. I give thanks and I embrace you. I love you for everyone on the phone lines, everybody that's listening right now, and it's now, whenever this now is for you. I give thanks for you. And I give thanks for you, Ade, for always being here for all of us and the way that you share and the way that you are worthy for all of us to actually share with you in your journey and on your voyage and what you're doing. So I give thanks for your parents for being willing to be a vessel to bring your body into this lifetime to be here for us and to be accountable and responsible for who you are. So I give thanks, Most High Creator, for this life and this breath. And for everyone out there, I love you, I bless you, and I thank the Creator for you. I'm about to out. Until next week.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting in the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.